following is a special presentation of WDOH Sports.
Since 1973, WDOH Delphus has been the home of Delphus High School sports. And the tradition continues tonight. It's high school basketball on Fun 107.1 and Fun107.1.fm. Presented by the Union Bank. We now go live courtside for all the action on Fun 107.1.
And basketball fans, good evening. Welcome to the Fort in Fort Jennings tonight for non-conference basketball action as the Jefferson Wildcats hit the road to take on the Fort Jennings Musketeers. Mike Miller is my name. Ron Williams will be joining us here in just a few minutes. And at the moment, we're in the throes of a nip and tuck junior varsity game with exactly 1 minute to play in regulation. The Jefferson Wildcats lead Fort Jennings 45-44. And the Musketeers with the basketball as they step into the front court. And now they throw it away. A cross-court pass sideways goes through the Musketeer hands out of bounds. So Jefferson will have it. Single-point lead with 50 seconds. Wildcats in the backcourt. Now Coach Mark Jenninghoff going to call timeout, so the Wildcats will talk about it. We've got the full varsity game coming your way tonight here on Fun 107.1. The Musketeers and the Wildcats. Fort Jennings coming off a loss in their most recent outing, but prior to that, the Musketeers had won three of their last four. Most recent, last Saturday night, for Coach Todd Hayden and the Musketeers, a 51-45 loss at Holgate in Henry County. But last Friday night, the Musketeers right here at the Fort in Fort Jennings picked up a win in Putnam County League action, 50-47 over Miller City. The previous Saturday, January 22nd, a win over New Knoxville, 69-45. That was on a Saturday after a Friday night loss to their next-door neighbors, Ottoville. But prior to that, on Saturday, January 15th, another Musketeers victory, 54-40 over McComb. So some of the better basketball, the young, generally young Musketeers have seen this year in recent days. And we'll hear from Fort Jennings coach Todd Hayne coming up here in just a little bit. The Jefferson Wildcats, most recent in action last Friday night at the Jefferson Middle School, a 69-52 loss to the Leipzig Vikings, a game which saw Leipzig senior and future University of Findlay Oiler Mason Brandt go off for 35 points as he and his teammates just put on a tremendous shooting exhibition in that first half, primarily last Friday night against the Jefferson Wildcats. Wildcats just hit a couple of free throws. Now a three-point lead for Jefferson. Here's a Fort Jennings triple try from long range. Shot missed. Rebound is saved on the floor, but apparently now it goes out on the sidelines. Last touch by Jefferson, so it'll be Fort Jennings possession with 30 seconds to play in the JV game and a three-point Jefferson Wildcat lead. We'll hear from Coach Jordan Jenninghoff here in just a few minutes, reflecting on that Leipzig experience. What's ahead tonight? The matchup with Fort Jennings Friday at Lincolnview, and then a week from tonight at Lima Central Catholic. So still some interesting challenges ahead. And also this weekend for boys in the Northwest District on Sunday is the tournament draw for all divisions 1, 2, 3, 4 postseason basketball for the Northwest District. That should be quite interesting indeed. And we'll talk about that a little bit with Ron Williams later during our game broadcast. And Musketeers are going to call a timeout with 12 seconds to play in this JV game. A three-point 47-44 lead for the Jefferson Wildcats. So we'll expect the finish to that here in just a little bit. We'll talk with Coach Todd Hayne from Fort Jennings coming up shortly. But first we ask, have you been tested recently for prostate cancer? It's a simple test your doctor can do. You should consider getting screened for prostate cancer if you're age 50 or older, have a family member with prostate cancer, or you are African-American. If you've been diagnosed with prostate cancer, the Van Wert Health Center for Urology wants you to know your options for treatment. You can call them at 419-232-6051 or visit them online at vanwerthealth.org. Fort Jennings, apparently with a final shot from three in this JV game to possibly send it to extra time. 4-3, Musketeers with it. Shot is blocked. Here's a follow-up shot, is missed, buzzer sounds, and the Jefferson Wildcats win the junior varsity game here tonight. A well-played contest. Jefferson wins the JV game 47-44. Stay with us. We'll come back. We'll hear from Fort Jennings coach Todd Hain in our pregame as we get set for the Wildcats and the Musketeers tonight on Fun 107.1.
Start building your new money mindset with Premier Bank. Repeat after me. My life is rich and full. And we'll get $250 richer when I open a new simple checking account at Premier Bank and complete simple transactions. I am in control of my money. When I practice my new money mindset with my Premier Bank trusted advisor, visit yourpremierbank.com/build-your-new-money-mindset to view offer details. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A good team earns respect by consistently winning in the most demanding conditions. At All Purpose Contracting in Delphus, they've been taking on the most challenging projects for over two generations. They specialize in site development and underground utilities with the goal to complete projects safely, on time, and within budget to support our local communities. And All Purpose Contracting is hiring experienced foremen. Call 419-695-4165 or visit allpurposecontracting.net. And go Musketeers!
Hey, hon, what's a two-letter abbreviation for how to keep your house comfortable when it's hot out?
AC.
Okay, what's a seven-letter word that starts with P for guy who fixes the clog in the tub?
I don't know, plumber.
Now, a six-letter word beginning with W for company that will fix the tub, the AC, and get our heating system ready for winter now, and you should have called them months ago.
I know, it's Washam.
That's right, Washam Plumbing, Heating, and Air, 419-339-0729.
This is Dr. Lois Spangler from Delphus Vision Care. We take great pride in offering the people who depend on us the very best in eye care, just like we've done since 1930. We have an experienced staff and the most up-to-date equipment to ensure that you receive only the best service as we help you to protect something as important as your vision. We offer convenient hours each weekday and are open to serve you on Saturday mornings too. We are conveniently located at 134 East 3rd Street in Delphus, and we are here to serve you at Delphus Vision Care. 419-692-0010.
Knowledge isn't the only thing that's shared at school. Cold, the flu, and other bugs are a reality when the kids get together in the classroom and at recess. At Delphus Discount Drugs, we have over-the-counter products to get the kids back to health, as well as professional prescription services when your doctor prescribes a prescription medicine. Delphus Discount Drugs, more than just a pharmacy, we're your neighbors.
Delphus Discount Drugs. Just a pharmacy, we're your neighbor.
At the Union Bank Company, we want to learn your goals so that we can be your financial partner as you navigate through life, from buying your first home to buying your dream home, as you start your first job all the way through retirement. No matter the success or pitfalls you face, our banking experts are here for you. With over 117 years of longevity, we understand what it means to be your bank of a lifetime. Check out our website at theubank.com or give us a call at 800-837-8111. We look forward to getting to know you. The Union Bank Company, committed to you. Member FDIC. And Equal Housing Lender.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1. Back again at Fort Jennings High School, just a few minutes away. Non-conference battle tonight as the Jefferson Wildcats hit the road to take on the Musketeers. Fort Jennings coach Todd Hain alongside. Coach, good evening.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing great. Always awesome to come over here. And little Tuesday night non-conference, especially a neighborhood battle. The question is, Jefferson making their way over here about two different ways is all you can really choose, and you're already here. So, these kind of non-conference games, when you keep it in the neighborhood, they're a lot of fun, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. And that's several years ago, we put this on a Tuesday night, so it would allow freed up a Saturday night for both of us to travel further. Mm-hmm. It just makes sense to play it on a Tuesday night. So, yeah, it's a good spot in our schedule. I know they got a big league. I'm not sure who they have this year, but
Lincoln Friday.
They always have a big league game Friday, I know. But, yeah, we got it off of a Saturday night, and just we could travel more or further away on Saturday night. So.
I like it. Should be fun here in a few minutes, and certainly you guys have found a little bit of mojo, chalking up a few in the win column here in recent weeks. I noticed three out of your last five you've won. Probably should have been maybe four out of those five. What are some of the things been clicking for the Musketeers, Coach?
Well, I think one thing is we just have everybody back.
Okay.
They might have been here earlier, but we weren't quite healthy. We were getting over the flu, coming off an injury, missing a day or two of school. And about the last week and a half, we've had everybody here and was able to make some progress, I think, is one thing. And let's be real, we're playing two, three freshmen and a couple juniors. And be honest, I mean, they're just getting the hang of it a little bit.
Yep. With Coach Todd Hayne of the Fort Jennings Musketeers. Coach, one of your themes maybe a month or more ago was, for example, your senior, really your floor general, Trentman, where his challenge, as much as anything, is getting these young guys involved and engaged. Some of those hurdles appear to have been crossed, is what you're saying, right?
Well, I'm going to tell you, whatever future these youngsters have, Nick's going to have to get a lot of the credit because, or some of the credit anyway, because, and I told our seniors the other day, we're not giving up on this season, but one, you need those younger kids, and two, whatever success they might have, you're going to be a big part of too, whether you're here or not, or realize it or not, and I think everyone's bought into that, and I mean, you can go a lot of schools at any level, and to mix freshmen and seniors, it doesn't always work. And I think it's working about as good as it can right now. Sure, we're a little disappointed. We thought we would be a little bit better in the win column, but I'll tell you why. Everybody that's crossed our path kind of remembers the game for some reason.
No question about it. Staying competitive is half the battle at some point, unless you're really good and you got a chance to run the table, that sort of thing. How about the matchup tonight now? Coach Jenninghoff brings a club with not a great record, but a team that clearly has some athletes.
Two things really concern me. One is they are very athletic, and it's going to be, you know, kind of a contrast matchup depending on what he wants to do and what we want to do with, depending on who's on the floor at what time, you know. Sometimes we like to go with our bigs, and maybe he doesn't match up real well with that, and vice versa. And the second thing that, and I was just talking to our assistant coaches tonight, second thing that always concerns us right now is they have seniors and juniors who have experience, and we only have a kid or two that has experience. I know it's late in season, but it's tough for these kids right now because of the dog days.
No question about it. Match up here in a few minutes with the Jefferson Wildcats and the Fort Jennings Musketeers, and then we'll see what the weekend brings. Slated to go to Allen East Saturday. That would be a broadcast game for us. We're hoping to be on hand for those festivities, but at this point, it's one day at a time, and Coach Shirley, you know, it's one game at a time.
Oh, absolutely. All I know is Allen East is a very good team. A little streaky. I mean, Lincoln, you got them last week, but I know they got things going in the right direction over there, too, and we're just, you know, like you said, one game at a time, and that's the way we're looking at it, too.
Coach Hayne, final thought. Generally, from a health standpoint, you guys are as good as you've been?
I think so. Okay. I really do, yeah. Other than, you know, I think we're, this is three games in, what, 5-6 days? But we practiced light yesterday a little bit, and I think we're ready to go.
Coach Todd Hayne, as always, we appreciate your time. Good luck here in just a few minutes.
Well, thanks for being here and broadcasting it.
Stay with us. We'll hear from Jordan Jenninghoff coming up tonight from Fort Jennings on Fun 107.1.
The Fort Jennings State Bank is the bank of choice in our community, a safe, well-managed financial institution which can meet all of your financial needs. Need a checking account to manage expenses, a loan to buy a home or purchase business equipment? The Fort Jennings State Bank has a solution for you. With offices in Fort Jennings, Columbus Grove, Continental, Leipzig, Ottawa, and Ottaville. Online at fjsb.com. The Fort Jennings State Bank, the bank of choice. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Weber Funeral Home's beautiful modern facility on East 5th Street in Delphus is completely handicapped accessible with lots of convenient parking. It is home to a caring staff under the direction of myself, Carl Weber, with over 30 years of experience. Our mission is to provide a warm and friendly atmosphere with service and compassion that exceeds all expectations. Weber Funeral Home is known for excellence and trusted for value. Make the choice and experience the difference.
Need new tires? The tire experts at 4K Tire in Delphus have over 25 years' experience in the tire industry and provide fast, courteous service, saving you precious time. 4K Tire is your hometown full-service tire dealer that specializes in tire sales, service, and repair, and offers a wide variety of tire brands. 4K Tire promises to deliver service you can count on and the best pricing available. Stop in at 502 North Main Street in Delphus or check them out online at 4ktire.com.
For the very best in sales and service on Timpty Hoppers, Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers, Wilson Livestock Trailers, or Truck Beds, you have two outstanding options. Rodock Leasing Sales and Service and Midway Trailer Sales. They're ready to meet your needs for both new and used trucks and trailers. Towing equipment, too, with attractive sale and leasing options available. Remember the names. Rodock Leasing Sales and Service on Kill Road near Landeck and Midway Trailer Sales east of St. Mary's on US 33.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back again at the Fort at Fort Jennings. Just a few minutes away, the Jefferson Wildcats will tip it off with the Musketeers. Jefferson head coach Jordan Jenninghoff alongside. Coach, welcome to Fort Jennings.
Hi, how we doing?
Doing great. Now the question for you guys is, from your perch there on 66, do you go 5th Street to 190, or you go up, or do you go on 66 to Carpenter Road to 190? How do you get over here?
We went down 5th Street to 190.
There you go. All right, that answered my question. My dad and I were talking about that earlier. Wonder how they get to Fort Davis. Just having a little fun with you here as we get set for basketball. And Coach Todd Haynes, talking to him just a few minutes ago, he loves the non-conference matchup. He said a few years ago moved it to a Tuesday night so as to not interfere on big league game weekends. You agree?
Yeah, I like, especially late in the year, coming right for tournament time, you get that Tuesday, Friday, or Wednesday, Saturday kind of feel. That way you can kind of prep to see how your practices go and get the kids kind of mentally ready for that Tuesday, Friday, or Wednesday, Saturday matchup.
And ultimately, one of the advantages of having a league like the Putnam County League that's geographically right next door, but, you know, you're not tied in with league opponents, gives you a lot of non-conference options, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah. And I like having Fort Jennings on the schedule because it's close. Right. They're usually well-coached, play the right way, and it's usually a good matchup for us.
Let's talk about you guys fresh from this. Speaking of a Putnam County, an old Putnam County team, the Leipzig Vikings, sort of a tough game when you look back on it, where the next-level guy, Mason Brandt, I think he was one of those guys, he got to the middle school gym and he really had a kick out of it and was getting off on that gym,
Yeah, you could tell early on he was feeling it, and we kind of hurt ourselves to let him get out in open court. We had too many turnovers, especially that second quarter when they went in a little bit in their trapping 2-3 zone, and things just kind of spiraled from there. I like the way we finished the game in the fourth quarter. We kind of climbed back into it, and that's something you can hang your hat on, is that we at least didn't give up, and fourth quarter we actually won the quarter.
I totally agree. After the blitzkrieg first half, it really hardly anybody could have done much about that, giving them all the credit in the world. And also that 2-3 zone, when's the last time you saw a 2-3 zone pushed up that far?
It's been a while, yeah. We kind of knew in film when they do go 2-3, it's extended, but sometimes that it's hard to prep for because they got feisty guards and they got the Brand kid and the Mag kid down low that are 6'4 and long arm, and sometimes it's challenging to kind of emulate that in practice.
Too bad there wasn't a game Saturday. Probably almost wish there would, but chance to move on tonight with Fort Jennings. And how much do you dwell on the Lipsick experience? Not much.
Oh, not much. Yeah, we watched film Saturday morning and kind of showed the kids that we kind of shot ourselves in the foot a little bit, and hopefully we can bounce back from it.
Now, this game tonight, I think, is equally interesting in a lot of ways. Coach Haynes club with a veteran floor general in Mr. Trentman, and then a bunch of very talented, extremely young guys, and a capable big. Right?
Yeah. The Grody kid, Trentman, and Swick are definitely really good. The three kind of players they can lean their hat on, and we got to find a way to slow all three of those guys down.
Some of the usual keys then to be successful defensively. You got plenty of horses to match up with them, and you're probably going to play it pretty much straight man for a while. Huh?
Yeah, for the most part. We may try to sprinkle in a little bit of different things. We're going to try to speed up the game a little bit if we can, because they don't really like to get out and run too much. They like to half court grind it out and play inside out. So hopefully we can find ways to slow them down. But yeah, I think man to man we should be fine.
Looking for maybe your depth and athleticism could pay off, right?
Yeah, hopefully. And hopefully we can make some shots here tonight too.
How about from a health standpoint? Generally, you came off of last Friday physically fine?
Yeah. Everybody was good. Ready to go for tonight.
Coach Jettinghoff, what do you make of this impending white death we're about to face here in a day or so? You've got a big weekend on tap. Now, let's project and say, for example, Friday and Saturday don't happen. And that's a real possibility. We, of course, hope they do. That doesn't happen. The intention is to work those in this short period of time, right?
Yeah, it'll be tough for our schedule, which I don't know what Lincolnview has on their side, but next Tuesday we are at LCC. We're at Grove next Friday, and we're at Elida next Saturday. So we're going to have to try to find a way if we can get Lincolnview in, but hopefully roads can maybe clear up by Friday. That way the short trip to Lincolnview can get done.
Simply, though, the point is, and I think you answered it, Coach, your motivation is to at some point play all this scheduled game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Get all 22 in and head into tournament time.
Coach Jordan Jettinghoff, always great to hear from you. Good luck here in just a few minutes.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Stay with us. We'll meet our starting lineups, and we'll tip it off tonight from the fort in Fort Jennings. It's the Wildcats and the Musketeers on Fun 107.1.
If you've been trying to buy a home in the past few months, you know how quickly the market changes. So what's the easiest thing to do? Call us, your local real estate team at Dick Clark Real Estate. Here are some quick tips. Go to the bank first. Get a pre-approval letter from your lender so you know what you can afford. Be ready. You're going to have to make decisions and bid competitively. Work with a realtor you trust. We get daily updates on homes on the market. We know the home inspectors, the appraisers, and how to handle all the paperwork. Call our team at Dick Clark Real Estate and don't make a move without us.
When you choose an insurance company, you look for service and protection. Indiana Farmers Insurance has insured homes and farms since 1877. You can depend on Indiana Farmers Insurance to provide the service and protection you need when you need it. Call Hickey Morris Insurance, an independent insurance agency proudly representing Indiana Farmers Insurance. You can stop by our office located at 452 East 2nd Street or call 419-692-5876 or visit our website at LelandSmith.com. For service and protection.
This is Shannon Wagner, commander of VFW Post 3035, located at 213 West 4th Street, right here in Delphus. We now serve breakfast from 7:30 to 10:30, Tuesday through Saturday, open to the public. We would like to wish the best of luck to the athletes of Delphus Jefferson High School and Delphus St. John's this sports season. For more information on the work we do to support local veterans, stop by the post on West 4th Street, right here in Delphus, and we would be happy to tell you more.
Hi friends, this is Erica from the Top Chalet. Are you ready to come out and eat with your friends and family? Well, we are ready to see you all. Come on up to the Top Chalet and have dinner with us. Try our prime rib that is cooked in-house or John's hand-cut steaks. We have added some new seafood items. Our Greek chicken is always a favorite, or maybe just a gyro and pizza. We have something for everyone. Our new dining hours are Wednesdays through Sundays starting at 4, and we are closed Mondays and Tuesdays. Check out our Facebook page for daily specials, and we hope to serve you soon at the Top Chalet, 229 West 5th Street in Delphus.
High School Basketball on Fun 107.1.
Star-Spangled Banner and Wave.
anthem rendition here tonight from an undergrad at Fort Jennings High School. Did a nice job. A little bit nervous, but knocked it out of the park. And good round of applause for that young lady. Heck of a JV game earlier. Jefferson pulled it out 47-44. Just about set for varsity action. Our Delphus Vision Care look at the officials. Delphus Vision Care on West 3rd Street in Delphus. Dr. Lois Spangler and her staff ready to help you protect and preserve the most precious gift of your vision. Delphus Vision Care open Monday through Saturday at 8:30 a.m. Our officials for tonight's game are Misters John Botek, Anthony Castronova, and Ben Kramer. Delphus Vision Care giving us our look at the officials. You can call Delphus Vision Care at 419-692-0010. Let's meet our starting lineups, if we may. First, for the host, Fort Jennings Musketeers, of Coach Todd Hain. The Musketeers with a record of 5-13, averaging 43.5 points per game and giving up an even 51 per contest. For the Musketeers, the starters: Jared Magg, a 5'11" junior; Nick Trentman, a 5'10" senior; Jaron Zwick, a 6'1" freshman; Chase Neidert, a 5'11" junior; and John Grody, a 6'5" senior. Again, for Fort Jennings, Magg, Trentman, Swick, Neidert, and Grody. Here are the starters for the Jefferson Wildcats. The Wildcats under Coach Jordan Jenninghoff with a record of 4-11, averaging 45.7 points per game, giving up 50.7. Wildcats starters are Colin Bailey, a 6-foot senior; Trent Tiemann, a 6'4" junior; Andrew Miller, a 5'11" junior; Cole Hurston, a 5'9" junior; and Levi Rohde, a 6'3" junior. Again, for the Wildcats, Bailey, Tiemann, Miller, Hurston, and Rohde. We take a look at our Delphus Discount Drugs prescription for success. At Delphus Discount Drugs, their prescription for success is presented by Delphus Discount Drugs, where you can trust your health to a pharmacist you know and use a business where your health is their number one concern. Delphus Discount Drugs on Elida Avenue in Delphus. More than just a pharmacy, they're your neighbors. And we, of course, reflect on what we heard from both teams. For the Jefferson Wildcats, just being better at the basics. Coach Jenninghoff says, stand tough with that man-to-man defensively. Be real strong on the boards and just hit some shots. He's convinced that the Wildcats, with their athleticism, will create some offensive openings with their personnel. Need to just simply make some shots. But Coach Jenninghoff also concerned somewhat with Grody's inside size for Fort Jennings, and their two very good guards, the senior Nick Trentman and the freshman Jaron Zwick. Wildcats out on the court first, dressed in the red jerseys with the white lettering. Fort Jennings with the white jerseys and the orange lettering. This first quarter of action is brought to you by Roof and Benching Law Office in Kenton, Ohio. And we are underway for basketball, and the opening tap is controlled by the Fort Jennings Musketeers. Musketeers pounded inside to John Grody. It's through his hands. He can't hang on. And a turnover just like that on Fort Jennings. Here come the Wildcats, moving from our left to right as we're situated at the fort. Here's Andrew Miller for the Wildcats. Bounces it inside, and it's tipped out. Chase Neidert, good effort for Fort Jennings. Basketball remains to the Wildcats. They'll have it under their own hoop on the offensive end. looking around. Nice feed inside. Trent Thiemann, oh, couldn't hang on. He was open, and it's picked up and coming the other way. All the way is Nick Trentman for Fort Jennings. He'll go up. His shot is slightly deflected by Miller. Now Bailey with the basketball. Here's Colin Bailey in the front court. Playing pitch and catch out front with Miller. Push back. Here's Rohde. Push shot. Free throw line for Levi. It's off the mark. And the Fort Jennings Musketeers. Chase Neidert has it. He'll come the length. Down the lane. His floater is up and in. But referee Ben Kramer waves it off. It's going to be an offensive foul on the Musketeers. And it's on actually on Jaron Zwick, the 6'1 freshman. A very good offensive player. The freshman Zwick, his first foul. Still scoreless. We played just over a minute. Wildcats with it. Colin Bailey right in front of the free throw line. Jumps it to Miller. He'll drive, and it's stripped and stolen from Andrew Miller. Coming the other way for the Musketeers is Jarrett Magg. His lay-in is off the mark. It's knocked out of bounds, and Jefferson will take over. So a couple times where the Musketeers had a little bit of open floor. They took it to the basket. Fort Jennings with 1-2-2, three-quarter court zone. Big guy Grody on the front end of that zone. Wildcats with it, still in the backcourt. Trent Thiemann jumps it ahead along the far side is Hurston. Now deep in the right corner is Rohde. Here's Colin Bailey. He drives, loops the shot over Grody. Kind of a wild shot. Missed it. Musketeers hustle the other way. Neidert bounces it ahead for an easy lay-in. And the first two of the game goes to the Fort Jennings Musketeers junior guard Jarrett Magg. 2-0 for Jennings. We're 2 minutes in. Wildcats facing a double team. Andrew Miller needs help. Gets it to Hurston. Dumps it to Rohde inside. And Levi, the 6'3 junior, goes up strong and scores. And we're tied at 2 apiece. Musketeers now into the front court. Nick Trentman, he'll run the point. He's the senior floor leader for this basketball team. Here's Chase Neidert. Steps into the circle. Now dumps it off on the wing to Jarrett Zwick with the basketball. Here's Neidert again. Chase lost it. It's loose on the floor. Battle for it. There's a scramble, and it rolls out of bounds. Let's see who touched it last. Apparently the Musketeers, so to belong to the Jefferson Wildcats. Coach Todd Hain going to make a first substitution as Ian Halbert, a 5'10" freshman, will come on for the Musketeers. And starter Jarrett Magg will grab a seat. Wildcats with it. They get it in the front court. Here's Bailey. He drives. Left hand, Colin. Can't convert. Missed the shot. Rebound to the Musketeers. And travel on Trentman sort of fell down. And didn't put the ball down. So Jefferson will get it under their own hoop. Wildcats, they shove it into the corner. Bailey, long range shot. Triple try is up and in for Colin Bailey. His first points. It's 5-2 Wildcats. Here's Fort Jennings in the front court. They shove it up high. Chase Neidert. They dump it down low to Grody. Nice work by John Grody. Got his footing, and then he went up and scored. Grody, the 6'5 senior, definitely has evolved with his game through the course of the season. It's 5-4. Here come the Wildcats. Colin Bailey straight away for Jefferson. Bailey looking in what looks like a little bit of Fort Jennings zone pressure. Now working up top, Colin with the basketball. As Musketeers sitting in that 3-2. A single point Jefferson lead. Here's Hurston, lost his dribble. Now top of the key is Bailey. Jumps it inside. Levi Rohde stops, turns, and throws it away in the lane. Turnover on Jefferson. Their second turnover. And now Fort Jennings will throw it away on the other end. That's three turnovers already on the Musketeers as Coach Todd Hain gets off the bench and sits right down. Ron Williams alongside.
Quick beg of pardon of the fans here as previous engagement went longer than it was supposed to, but we are ready to go.
Awesome to have you on.
Mike has been all along, and I am now.
And we're thrilled you're part of this. We're halfway through this first quarter. I think you're stepping into a pretty good matchup here, Ron.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so.
The Musketeers have won three of their last four, playing their best basketball in the year, and the Wildcats are as healthy as they've been. Here's Miller, floater in the lane. It's up and in.
That's a nice move by Andrew Miller, Mike, and he is somebody who can give them that extra score when they're having trouble at times they've had.
Yep, actually, that might have been Trent Thiemann. I thought it was Miller, but I think it was Thiemann. They gave it to Thiemann on the big board, but I thought it was five, wasn't it?
I sure thought it was five, but...
Oh, well, 7-4. Now either Nick Wurst will come on, the 6'4" senior. It's John Grody. We'll grab a seat.
Nick Wurst gives them a little bit of depth to be able to give Grody some rest.
Entry pass comes inbound for the Musketeers. They work it left to the point is Chase Snyder. Now on the wing briefly is Nick Trentman. Rare to see Trentman elsewhere than top of the key. He was heading that way. Now the ball is lost. It's loose in the circle. Here's a whistle before we go any further. And I think maybe Andrew Miller for the Jefferson Wildcats chasing his man a little bit. It is going to be on Andrew. That's his first.
Of course, last time we saw the Musketeers, Mike Jaron Swick had a fantastic ball game.
Yeah, he's an excellent young freshman, sure 6'1" youngster. It's Jordan Jettinghoff in our game. Mentioned him by name. Here's Nick Trentman, left-hand wing. They bounce it in the circle. Nice ball fake and a decent-looking move there. Was that Wurst?
Pretty good move by Nick Wurst.
Yep.
It's the best move I've seen him make. He wasn't able to get it to go, but it is a nice move.
A month later, it's a different world. Here's Colin Bailey. He'll take it to the basket. He can score a lot of different ways. He does. We're going to have a full timeout, so let's take a break here. Wildcats off to a good start with 2:50 to play first quarter. It's Jefferson 9, Fort Jennings 4. This is Fun 107.1.
Mike Flynn, the lifelong lessons of athletic competition are well documented.
And so is the history of R.A. Flynn and Son Heating and Cooling, Mike Mullen. There was very little radio coverage of sports when my dad started this business. But now our Ream team is as busy as any network with a daily combination of winning sales and service.
Folks, longevity in business says it all. When it comes to heating and cooling needs, stop by 414 North Main in Lima or call the Ream team at 419-225-4166 and you'll win with Flynn.
At the Union Bank Company, we want to learn your goals so that we can be your financial partner as you navigate through life. From buying your first home to buying your dream home, as you start your first job all the way through retirement. No matter the success or pitfalls you face, our banking experts are here for you. With over 117 years of longevity, we understand what it means to be your bank of a lifetime. Check out our website at theubank.com or give us a call at 800-837-8111. We look forward to getting to know you. The Union Bank Company, committed to you. Member FDIC. And equal housing lender.
Having a plan to work towards meeting short-term and long-term goals may be helpful in navigating financially through uncertain times. We can help at Metzger Financial Services. Give us a call to schedule a consultation at 419-225-6067 or online at MetzgerFinancialServices.com.
Investment advisor, representative, and registered representative of and securities and investment advisory services offered through Voya Financial Advisors. Metzger Financial Services is not a subsidiary of nor controlled by Voya Financial Advisors. Inc. Member SIPC.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back at Fort Jennings after the timeout, Musketeers trailing 9-4. With it is Nick Trentman. Straight away, now left-hand side, triple drive, Chase Snyder from long range, Jaron Swick.
He was three or four steps beyond that three-point line. Nice shot. There's a steal by Swick. Head to the back, turned it over though.
Swick, he's a different animal about a month and a half since we've seen him, Ron.
Yeah. That was a nice looking three.
Very calm, very collected. 2 minutes to play, first quarter. Wildcats lead 9-7. They pound it to down in that far corner. Brody, now right hand side is Cole Hurston. He heads for the baseline, throws up a floater. Shot missed. Musketeers rip it off. They shove it ahead to Swick. Another long-range shot. This time it won't go from that left-hand side. One and done. Rebound to Trent Thiemann. Wildcats head down the far side. Jump stop in the lane. Miller tried to bounce it back to Trent Thiemann, and he got pressured a little bit. Ultimately, the ball rolled untouched out of bounds, so Jennings will take over.
Good move, good pass by Andrew Miller. He just was a split second late with it, and it got knocked away and went out of bounds. Trent Thiemann almost came up with it and was able to lay it in, but like we said, just literally a split second late.
Ian Halbert and Braden Cavillage, two new Musketeers in the lineup. Cavillage with the ball briefly. Now Nick Trentman left of the key. Little ball fake, puts it on the floor, shoves it up top to Cavillage. Minute 10 to play first quarter. 2-point Jefferson lead. With it, now they work it onto the baseline, trying to get it inside to the big guy down there. Pushing and shoving is worst. Not much doing.
Nice
they,
pass.
They get it inside, and he goes up, got clobbered from behind, draws a foul. Actually, on Levi Rohde.
Mike, that's number 10 is Brant Mankey. And if you remember, Brant Mankey, he really made a nice pass right there, attacking and got people to him. If you remember, when we saw them last, they were trying to get him into the rotation.
Yeah, okay.
So you see him here at the end of the first quarter, so you can tell that Todd Hain trying to get him a little more time. And also Halbert that's in the game, another freshman. So he's got three freshmen who get some time.
John Grody at the line, pardon me, not worst. Grody, first free throw is missed. Second one is good. Makes it 9-8. On the other end, Wildcats get it inside to Rohde, and his shot is blocked by Grody.
Nice block by Grody there. Just kept his position, kept his hands up, didn't have to do anything except let the ball basically be shot into his hands and didn't have to foul.
30 seconds to play first quarter. Musketeers Nick Trentman. Right side to Braden Cavillage, dribbles into the circle, shoves it to Trentman, wants to go inside, can't. Grody high post with the basketball. They feed it on the wing. Down to 15 seconds to play in the quarter. Braden Cavillage, or Brant Mankey. I'm sorry, Brant Mankey. He looks like Braden Cavillage to me for some reason. Go figure. Here's Trentman, top of the point. Now Mankey with the basketball.
2 seconds.
Two,
gotta get a shot at
one. Him. He's not gonna. Trentman will. He got it off.
Oh, in time. He made it.
He did get it off in time. How about Nick Trentman?
A terrible last the pass possession that turns into a three.
Trentman drops the three right at the buzzer. Coach Jordan Chettinghoff can't believe it. After 8 minutes from Fort Jennings, it's the host Musketeers 11, the Jefferson Wildcats 9. This is Fun 107.1.
Fort Jennings Telephone, FJTC, has been serving the area since 1908. They've made many changes in the past few years, all to help you, their valued customers. Fort Jennings Telephone, FJTC, now offers local telephone service, bright long-distance telephone, cable, IPTV, and high-speed internet, all with the convenience of one bill. Fort Jennings Telephone, FJTC, online at fjtelephone.com.
During the times of your life that are the most difficult, we are here to serve you at the Harder and Shear Funeral Home in Delphus. We've helped families of all faiths from throughout our area to plan fitting memorials for their loved ones since 1917, and we stand ready to provide service and devotion to detail that's based on compassion and concern for your family. We are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at the Harder and Shear Funeral Home on West 3rd Street.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back we are at the Fort in Fort Jennings. Ron Williams alongside Mike Miller with you. Underway second quarter, and this second quarter of action is brought to you by Roof and Benching Law Office in Kenton, Ohio.
Mike, Fort Jennings comes out, and you know Todd Hain, he's always switching defenses, came out in a 1-3-1 half-court trap. Now they switch to more of a 2-3 zone. But a nice 7-0 run to finish the first quarter there by the Muskies.
No question about it. Looked like the Wildcats were going to create almost a double-digit edge, and it hasn't sufficed at all. Now Jefferson trailing by two with the basketball, working that zone. Team in high post. Dumps it right-hand side to Lucas Grothaus, now in there for the Jefferson Wildcats. And Jefferson trying to figure out that zone. Here's Grothaus, feeds in the corner, long-range three, off the mark. Caden Carter now in there. His shot is missed. Quick outlet for the Musketeers, and they get it ahead to Chase Neidert.
Great backside rebound by Nick Trentman, and he brought it up. Swick. He brought it up the floor, found Swick, and Swick went right to the basket for a layup. Nice play by the Muskies.
Absolutely. 13-9, Musketeers by 4. And the Jefferson Wildcats with it in their front court. Good effort by Fort Jennings, knocked it out of bounds, but Jefferson will do it again, and the Wildcats will have it in the corner in the front court. Cole Hurston with the basketball, lobs it out high to Trent Thiemann. Here's Andrew Miller. I'm telling you, a good zone can be a problem. Here's Thiemann inside. He drops
steps,
dives down the lane, and Trent goes up strong and gets his fourth ball.
That's how you have to attack the zone. You have to get the ball into the middle and attack the seams.
Right you are. 13-11. Cuts the Fort Jennings lead to 2. Ball's loose on the open floor, and Mankey hustles and gets it for the Musketeers. He drops it off to Swick. It's loose again. Now it's picked up by who? John Grody. And he will go up and score. How about John Grody? Yeah. He's a different player, isn't he?
John Grody is a problem for Delphus Jeff down there. There's no doubt. They like to use Trent Thiemann out on the floor going after the ball. So that leaves Grody down there with guys that he's 3 and 4 inches taller than.
Yep, and he seems a lot more assertive with the basketball. 15-11. Four-point Musketeer lead. As the Wildcats again facing that zone. Here's a jump stop in the lane. Lucas Grodhouse stops, and Grody sort of froze defensively, and Lucas throws it up and in.
Nice shot by Lucas to cut it to 2 as they're bringing Isaac Gallmeyer into the game, which will give him another shooter on the floor.
Musketeers with it, working against the Jefferson man-to-man. Here's Grody on the high post. Now they shove it right wing. Left to the point is Ian Halbert with the basketball. Now they bounce it to Mankey, and here's going to be an offensive foul on Nick Trentman. Trentman got rid of the ball to Mankey, and he just ran right over Lucas Grodhouse. So first foul on Nick Trentman, second on the Fort Jennings team.
I think Lucas knew how to get that foul. He saw Trentman coming at him and was able to kind of goad him into
it. What's his last name? Grodhouse, right? This guy. Well, something about this Grodhouse is know how to draw charges.
Know how to draw charges. We've talked about that plenty.
Early second quarter action, still 5:15. Wildcats with it. Look at Caden Carter. Nobody really picks him up. He'll take it in the lane. Missed the shot, but nice Trent job. Thiemann with a strong rebound and put back.
Trent Thiemann, 6 points on the day and a couple offensive rebounds again.
Ties the game at 15 with 5 minutes to play in the quarter. Musketeers pounded in slide. Swick from short range. Jaron can't get it to go. Rebound of the Musketeers. Still battling in traffic. Now out onto the wing. Here's a triple try, and it's up and in for Fort Jennings, Ian Halbert. That time the Musketeers were smart. They had it inside, but it was too crowded to do anything. Find a guy on the wing, and Halbert was the guy.
They made a little adjustment. They put Trent Thiemann down low, which is a good move because they're going to need him.
Speaking of Trent Thiemann, offensively on this end with sort of a jump hook. Shot rattles in and out, but he does draw a Fort Jennings foul on big John Grody. First on Grody, but almost an and one deal.
Trent's really the only guy who's going to be able to match up with Grody down there, so I think they're going to have to leave him down low instead of out front. He makes the first free throw and cuts the lead to 2.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. In fact, Coach Schettinghoff said in the pregame, dealing with Grody, he almost as wishes he had 2 or 3 Trent Thiemanns down there.
Yeah.
Never too many big guys. Here's Thiemann, second free throw. It's perfect. So a good first half for Trent Thiemann with 8 points, keeping his team in it. 18-17, single point, Fort Jennings lead. Musketeers with it, working the half court. Down there deep on the baseline, they shove it up high to Trentman. Nick Trentman dribbles into the circle, and an offensive foul. I'm not sure who came through there and triggered that. Now, let's see.
The foul is on Chase Neidert, setting a back pick, and he just went a little too hard into Colin Bailey and knocked Colin over, and you got to hit Colin Bailey pretty hard to knock him over.
Fourth team foul on Fort Jennings. That's 2 of those picks that were offensive fouls, sort of away from where the ball was. Halfway through this second quarter, Wildcats with it. Trent Thiemann dumps him to the right-hand wing to Colin Bailey. out front with it. Andrew Miller back to Tiemann. High post. Drops it on the right baseline. Caden Carter. Now left-hand side. Gallmeyer for three. Isaac shot.
Good rebound. Trent Tiemann
snags it off. Goes up. Shot won't roll. Tip up. No. Still battling in the open floor. Gallmeyer chases it down. Here's Colin Bailey. Dribbles into the paint. Pushback. Tiemann for three. Missed the shot.
That was really a good possession for Delphus, Jeff. They made the extra pass from Andrew Miller for the corner three by Gallmeyer. He just missed it. Tiemann gets the offensive rebound. It was a good offensive possession, but they give up a bucket at the end, other end as Ian Halbert goes hard to the basket.
No question. A 5'10" freshman, Halbert, hit the three moments ago. Now muscles in for two, sort of self-creating with that offense. Pushes the Jennings lead to 3-20-17. Wildcats try to answer. A feed was late to Trent Tiemann, and Jaron Zwick steps in front of it and steals it away for Fort Jennings. Quickly ahead in the front court. Trentman, short-range shot, missed. Rebound to Andrew Miller, flying down the near side for the Jefferson Wildcats. Miller dumps it to Trent Tiemann. He'll push the three. Missed. Rebound inside. Is that Carter in
blocked
there?
By Grody.
And it's Carter. Shot blocked. Goes up again. Blocked. Taken away by the Fort Jennings Musketeers.
Grody blocked one, and Halbert took the other one away, but Trentman tries to go to the bucket, and Gallmeyer steals it. We're going the other way.
Here's Isaac Gallmeyer down on the other end. Stop, short-range shot. Bailey has missed. It's tipped out off the knee of Jefferson's Trent Tiemann. Fort Jennings will have it.
A lot of hard work for not much to come out of it, as both teams had good possessions at each end, but just couldn't get the shots to fall, and we stay at 20-17 with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, it's a good battle, Ryan. I think really what you're dealing with, two clubs that they realize they can grab a win here tonight.
No question. Those are always important.
No doubt about it. Now the Musketeers throw it away, largely driven by the Jefferson man-to-man. They've been generally effective here in this first half, although trailing 20-17. Minute 45 to play till half. Wildcats with it. Cody Bailey, right-hand side. Gallmeyer in the lane. Isaac shoves it to Tiemann. Now they work it around. Here's Colin Bailey. Long-range three.
Got Colin open on the opposite side. Swung it around. They're doing a much better job of finding shooters tonight.
That triple by Colin Bailey ties the game at 20 as the Musketeers going to bring Brent Menke back into the lineup. And Aiden Grodehouse, I think, just grabbed a seat. Muskies with it. Jaron Zwick, crossover dribble. And it got stripped. It's loose on the floor. Look at Isaac Gallmeyer. He is Johnny on the spot with them hands. Shoves it ahead to Cody Bailey. Cross-court pass. That's way risky. Ball is tipped out, and the officials say it's so risky. It was last touch by Colin Bailey.
A good pass by Cody. He needed to hold on to that one and let the offense come down. He tried to throw a cross-court pass, and he got picked off.
Too much error on that. A minute 10 to play first half. Still tied at 20. For the Musketeers, Ian Halbert gets it inside, and now Fort Jennings will throw it away.
I tell Brant Mankey was attacking the basket there. He was going to shoot the ball. It just got knocked away from him, so I'd give him a shot attempt there, but I like the hard move by the freshman.
Musketeers, Wildcats Trent Tiemann heads for the baseline, and apparently the referee says he was forced onto the line by John Grody, so that's the
Grody's first. No real foul trouble for anybody, as there's only been five fouls called on Fort Jennings and three on Delphus Jeff, so no real foul trouble for anyone.
Nope, not with 50 seconds to play. Wildcats get it inbounds. Colin Bailey hit one moments ago. He'll try another from three land.
Nice rebound by Ian Halbert. Freshman went up and grabbed that one over two people.
Shoves it ahead to Nick Trentman. Dribbles down the near side. Hands to Jaron Zwick. Looks to operate. Dumps it out on the wing.
Halbert.
And a triple try from the right wing by Ian Halbert. The freshman, 7 points or 8 points in this quarter. Two threes for Halbert with 20 seconds to play. And Musketeers are back in front.
Boy, I like all three freshmen on this team.
I agree. They have just continued to stick with it and be a part of the mix throughout this season. 8-7. Jefferson in the front court. Final seconds. Here's a bombs away. 3-2-1. Colin Bailey with that third triple in the first half for him ties the game at halftime. It's a good one here tonight from Fort Jennings at the half. It's the Jefferson Wildcats 23 and the Fort Jennings Musketeers 23. This is Fun 107.1.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
In Delphus, H&R Block is located at 227 North Main Street. Call 419-692-1621 for H&R Block. In Delphus.
When recovery will be needed following a major surgery, consider us at VanCrest of Delphus. We can meet all of your rehabilitation needs with physical, occupational, or speech therapy services provided by our highly trained therapists. A few weeks with us in short-term rehab can provide you with the intensive therapy you need to return home and resume the activities you enjoy. Our new rehabilitation unit features large private rooms in a luxury setting with a state-of-the-art therapy gym. For more information, call 419-695-2871 or visit VanCrest.com.
Hi, this is Howard Violet from HG Violet in Delphus, your newest steel dealer. We've had steel for just a couple years now, but wow, what a difference it makes having a quality line of handheld equipment. The number one line in the United States, steel. Come and see what we have in our beautiful display. We have trimmers, chainsaws, pole saws, backpack blowers, leaf blowers, you name it. Steel's got it for you in handheld. Don't forget, HG Violet in Delphus and steel.
If it has an exhaust or those brakes are squealing or grinding, Don's Custom Exhaust and Brakes in Delphus has you covered. People travel for miles and miles to come to Don's for their excellent work and incredibly reasonable rates. No need to take out a second mortgage to get your vehicle repaired. Don's prices are some of the best around. With local owner Don Hawkins' 33 years of experience, rest assured, you're in the hands of an expert. Don's Custom Exhaust and Brakes, East 5th Street in Delphus next to Pizza Hut. 419-692-2073. Smoke in the competition.
A century of protection.
Stolle Insurance Group, we work with industry-leading insurance companies such as Auto Owners Insurance. This is Jason Stolle, and whether your needs are business insurance, home and auto, or life insurance, you can always trust the professionals at Stolle Insurance. Stolle Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance Company, looking out for you.
Stolle Insurance, looking out for you.
Do you find everyday activities painful? Do you struggle to keep up with your hobbies? At OIO, we've put together a team of board-certified orthopedic surgeons to help you. We offer personalized care for back and neck pain, sports injuries, arthritis, and more. Our on-site imaging includes MRI, CT, X-ray, and more for quick and accurate diagnosis. When you're ready to do more, come see us at OIO. To schedule an appointment, call 419-222-6622.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back again at the Fort in Fort Jennings at halftime with the Musketeers and the Jefferson Wildcats knotted at 23. And with the area's largest inventory of trucks, cars, and SUVs, Bill Huffman at the Tom Hall Family of Dealerships in Lima can find the vehicle that's perfect for you and your family. He's done it for years. When a new or used vehicle is what you're looking for, call 419-296-7188 to reach Bill Huffman at the Tom Hall Family of Dealerships. Again, 23-all here at the half. Fort Jennings led 11-9 at the end of the first quarter, although that lead was attributed to Ian Hobart's three-pointer to wrap up the quarter. And then, of course, the subsequent 23-all is where we are at the half. Scoring first for the visiting Jefferson Wildcats, led by junior Trent, or led by Colin Bailey with track that for me, please. Colin Bailey with 11 points, 8 for Trent Tiemann, 2 for Lucas Grothaus, and 2 for Levi Rohde. for the Forchetics Musketeers, led by freshman Ian Hobart with 8 points, 5 for Jarenswick, 5 for John Grody, 3 for Nick Trentman, 2 for Jarrett Magg, the total of 23, and that's where we are here at halftime. Stick with us at half. We'll talk about a little bit about the tournament draw coming up this week, and also our DeWitt Chiropractic second half adjustments coming up. We've got a dandy. We're tied at 23 from Fort Jennings with the Wildcats and the Musketeers on Fun 107.1.
Mike Mullen, there's nothing like the excitement of listening to a good ball game on radio.
I agree, Mike Flynn, and there's nothing like the comfort of a high-efficient, state-of-the-art Rheem heating and cooling system in your home or office.
The sales and service team at R.A. Flynn & Son has proudly served the Lima area since well before the days of Woody Hayes and Pete Rose.
And folks, that success record assures that when you take your heating and cooling needs to 414 North Main in Lima or call the Rheem team at 419-225-4166, you'll win with Flynn.
Financial investments are important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Andy North and Corey Norton, your Delphus Edward Jones financial advisors, understand this. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of high school basketball on Fun 107.1. For all your investment needs, call us or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Start building your new money mindset with Premier Bank. Repeat after me. I am worthy of financial comfort and a comfy new family room made possible with Premier Bank's home equity solutions. I am in control of my money when I practice my new money mindset with my Premier Bank trusted advisor. Visit yourpremierbank.com/buildyournewmoneymindset to view offer details. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The crisp days of winter are here, and you've got to make sure your heating system is ready for the days ahead. Reliable Plumbing and Heating, your local Lennox dealer, is here to help you with service and repair of your existing system, or replace it with a reliable, high-efficiency Lennox system. Call Reliable Plumbing and Heating at 419-695-2921 and schedule an appointment today. 419-695-2921. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Our name says it all. Reliable Plumbing and Heating.
School basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back again at Fort Jennings, 23-all at the half. The Musketeers and the Jefferson Wildcats. Jefferson led by Colin Bailey's 11 at halftime, 8 for Trent Tiemann. Fort Jennings led by freshman Ian Hobart with his 8 points. A look at our DeWitt Chiropractic second half adjustments. At DeWitt Chiropractic, their mission is to get you back in the game. If you're an athlete, a weekend warrior, or just celebrating life, choose DeWitt Chiropractic. They're at the corner of 5th and Canal in Delphus. And you can call DeWitt Chiropractic 419-692-BACK for your appointment. Walk-ins are welcome if life is just that busy. First, from the Jefferson standpoint, in this first half, the usual suspects, Colin Bailey, Trent Tiemann, getting things going a little bit offensively, but I have to believe that Jordan Jettinghoff wants some offense from some other guys too, right?
Yeah, you always do, but I'll tell you, I have definitely liked the ball movement tonight. The extra passes, there have not been the bad shot selection so far. The every shot that they put up tonight has been a pretty good shot. That's definitely an improvement over some of the recent games.
And from a Fort Jennings standpoint, I think maybe some of their best offensive weapons haven't really flourished yet. Either Swick or right. Nick Trentman haven't had to so far. The young guys are stepping up.
Trentman and Swick only have 8 points between them, and they need some more production from those two to be able to win this ball game.
Our DeWitt Chiropractic second half adjustments. That's DeWitt Chiropractic, 5th and Canal in Delphus. Stay with us. The second half is just ahead. This is Fun 107.1.
If it has an exhaust or those brakes are squealing or grinding, Don's Custom Exhaust and Brakes in Delphus has you covered. People travel for miles and miles to come to Don's for their excellent work and incredibly reasonable rates. No need to take out a second mortgage to get your vehicle repaired. Don's prices are some of the best around. With local owner Don Hawkins' 33 years of experience, rest assured, you're in the hands of an expert. Don's Custom Exhaust and Brakes. He's 5th Street in Delphus next to Pizza Hut. 419-692-2073. Smoke in the competition.
Hi friends, this is Erica from the Top Chalet. Are you ready to come out and eat with your friends and family? Well, we are ready to see you all. Come on up to the Top Chalet and have dinner with us. Try our prime rib that is cooked in-house or John's hand-cut steaks. We have added some new seafood items. Our Greek chicken is always a favorite, or maybe just a gyro and pizza. We have something for everyone. Our new dining hours are Wednesdays through Sundays starting at 4, and we are closed Mondays and Tuesdays. Check out our Facebook page for daily specials, and we hope to serve you soon at the Top Chalet, 229 West 5th Street.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Ready to go for Jennings. Second half basketball. Ron Williams alongside Mike Miller with you. We're tied at 23. Musketeers with it, moving from our left to right. And the original starting fives for both teams. Nick Trentman, top of the point. They're working on the wing. Now Jaron Zwick. Here's Trentman, right-hand side, being defended by Colin Bailey. Wildcats in that man-to-man. Muskies get it inside to Grody. Or is that Grody? No, that's Zwick in there.
Zwick had it, and he got he was ready to shoot the ball, and then all of a sudden he almost collapsed. He must have gotten
nicked in the
inadvertent,
face yeah.
almost an elbow. He's looking a little worse for wear, but he's going to stay in there.
There's going to be a whistle and a foul called against Cole Hurston. It was kind of odd. The play just sort of came to a halt.
Yeah, Jaron just had to stop because he kind of lost where he was. He
came to a halt before a whistle. But nice after the
shot,
whistle,
Jarrett Magg.
Yep, Jarrett Magg drops the tray. The 5'11 junior for Fort Jennings, his fifth point, breaks the ice in this third quarter. Musketeers back in front, 26-23.
That was a deep one, too, Mike.
No question. It looked good. Here's an entry pass tipped loose, but recovered by Levi Rohde on the high post. He'll go down low, teaming. Trent stops over Grody, way off the mark, shot missed. It's deflected out of bounds, and it's going to go over to the Fort Jennings Musketeers.
Another good defensive play by John Grody. Yep. He just does a nice job. He sets himself, gets his hands high in the air, and makes you try to shoot over him, and that's not easy to do.
He's one of those guys. He's listed at 6'5", but he's probably a little bit lengthier than his height.
Got long arms.
Here's Trent Seaman coming the other way for Jefferson after Jennings got nothing. They work it inside, and a jump hook for Levi Rohde. Pretty look is up and in for the 6'3 junior.
Two good possessions again for the Wildcats. I like the patience they're showing tonight.
Single point. Fort Jennings lead 26-25. They pound it inside. Grody turns, fires, and scores. John Grody. 7 for the big senior. 28-25. Wildcats trail. Here's Andrew Miller working in the backcourt against some pressure to Grody. Back to Miller. Tries to dribble between the double team. Didn't work. Ball stolen away.
Jarrett Magg. Nice steal. Went right to the bucket and laid it in. And it's a 5-point lead for the Muskies.
And 7 for Jarrett Magg. Good overall game for him. Now a foul in the backcourt with the Musketeers applying a little bit of pressure back there. Nick Trentman with the reach. That's the second on the senior Trentman. Just 2 minutes into this third quarter, and Coach Todd Hain will insert Brent Mankey back into the line, 5'6 freshman. We saw him earlier in the season. He's pretty fiery for a ninth grader.
Yeah, no, I like what he brings to the court, and you can tell Todd Hain has picked up confidence in him.
Baseline push shot for Trent Tiemann, glances off iron, missed. Rebound of the Musketeers. Here's Mankey dribbling down the near side. Feeds it on the wing for the Musketeers. Jarrett Magg had it briefly. They try to go back door. Swick flashing through the lane. Ball's tipped loose. Stolen away.
John Grody tried to throw it in there. Not a good pass.
Tiemann push shot. Left baseline. A three. It was that deep. Wow. A three for Trent Tiemann. And it makes it a 2-point Fort Jennings lead. 30-28.
Yeah, Trent's not a great three shooter by any stretch. Here's a nice move by Magg.
They pound it inside to Grody.
Good defense.
Throws up a wild shot. Got semi-deflected by Rohde and Tiemann both. Trent dribbles the other way right into a double team. Drops it off to Colin Bailey. He'll let fly from long range. Shot is missed. Rebound of the Musketeers.
That's the same one as Trent just took. Another turnover as they tried to throw it into Niter.
Yep.
Both of them, their feet were set. Their feet are set. They're good shots.
Yep.
They're going right. Another turnover.
Yep.
Wow.
You just intercepting passes.
And another turnover.
You know, it's almost like street ball at the moment here. Helter Skelter, Wildcats with it. Here's Colin Bailey.
Literally, I think four turnovers there in about 15 seconds.
And not because anybody's standing around. These teams are attacking each other. Here's Levi Rohde. Off the team and ball fake. Trent drops it off to Bailey. He'll shoot a three. Collins shot won't go. Rebound. Good hustle in the corner. Musketeers and
Levi came down hard on that shoulder.
Oh, Levi Rohde definitely hit the floor. I could hear a smack on the floor. I didn't notice. And then I looked and there he is laying there.
I think
there.
He's all right.
Yeah, teammate's going to help him up.
I think he hit it and just fortunately not one of those where you separate. I think he just fell and may have a little bruise there. But
Coach Jettinghoff will bring Caden Carter in. So, yep. High hopes for Levi Rohde. Going to come out and sit for a little bit. Hope for the best. Trying to shake it off.
Right. 4:03 to play. A two-point lead for the Muskies. Good ball game.
No doubt about it. Muskies been playing well. They won three of their last four. And they've got the possession after the break in the action. With it is, let's see. Was that... They have it right-hand side. Swick with it, dumps it to Mankey. Now they shove it off on the left wing. I think that's Halbert over there now in the basketball game. Here's Halbert, top of the key, dribbles into the circle.
Walk.
Yeah, he got away with it. Well, they do call it. Okay.
Yeah. I will say, Mike, the team that's in there right now, because they just brought Trentman back in, the three freshmen were the ones running a weave out top and attacking the basket. So you got to like that for the future of the Musketeers.
That would have been Swick, Halbert, and
Mankey.
Wow. Yeah. That is
forced a turnover as Andrew Miller, instead of giving the ball up, tried to dribble past a couple people and stepped on the end line.
Coach Jettinghoff with a thought or two for referee Ben Kramer, inviting him to watch something, right? Musketeers with it. They'll have it under their own basket, leading 30-28. 3.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Can't get it in bounds. Finally, Trentman throws a BB to get it in bounds.
He had to fire that one.
What are you going to bet? He's a good baseball player.
That looked like it there.
Yep. Here's Trentman, still with the basketball. He gets the return pass. Nick with it. Now to Brant Mankey, top of the key. Off to freshman Ian Halbert. Halbert to Trentman. 3:10 to play, third quarter. Good tough man-to-man for Fort Jennings. Here's an entry pass in the lane. Ball knocked loose, but it looked like Trent Tiemann may have got an arm on Jaron Zwick's arm.
I'd like to see this lineup here, Mike. You bring Grody in for Neidert. They're running a little 4-1 with the four guys, Trentman and three freshmen, running a weave around a guy in the middle trying to get himself open. With that person now being Grody, it gives him a nice target to shoot to in there.
Yep, I agree. And the Musketeers will reset their offense.
There he gets it.
There's Big John on the high post. Drops, leans, goes up, and missed. Got his own rebound. Puts it back up and in.
That was a nice move. Nice up and under by John Grody. Missed it. Came up with his own rebound and got it.
Seems like his awareness level in the lane is definitely improved through the course of the year, as you might expect.
He's definitely gotten better.
And here's Colin Bailey on the other end, and he'll draw a foul as he gets
Jaron
inside.
Jaron Zwick came over and hit him a little too hard and knocked him over.
Second on Jaron
Zwick.
Pretty
well played quarter, only two fouls on each team.
Yep. And the Wildcats with it. Cole Hurston now in the lineup. Also Caden Carter. And they find Carter down low, and he fakes and goes up over the defender, Trentman, for two. Assist to Trent Tiemann. Basket to Caden Carter.
They can win this game. It has definitely had a lot to do with such better shot selection that they've had
And Zwick will fire up a three. Not a good look there. Maybe a little quick with the trigger. Rebound to the Jefferson Wildcats.
Nice rebound by Colin Bailey, knocking the ball back to his teammate, who was able to get the rebound and bring it up the floor.
Wildcats down two, 32-30. Trent Thiemann with it on the post. Drops it to Colin Bailey as he heads down the baseline. And Bailey, as Ron says, the reverse layup. Easier said than done. He converts, and we're tied at 32. Now the Fort Jennings Musketeers. Here's Grody putting it on the floor in the lane. Battling Trent Thiemann. Referee Ben Kramer blows that whistle. Probably Thiemann with a foul on the floor, and that might be three on Trent.
Nope, just two. I just looked. Yeah, because that's an important one, because they are definitely, we said it earlier, the only guy who can match up with Grody is Thiemann.
And those two are having a battle for sure. Turnover on Fort Jennings as they...
Not a good pass. Nick Trentman was throwing it in to Mankey, and it looked like he kind of lost control, and it kind of hit right at his feet. And Brant wasn't able to hold on to it, so he brings Jarrett Magg back in for Trentman. He leaves those three freshmen on the floor almost all the time now, Mike.
That's a couple times now where Trentman was pressured almost a five count. He finally got last time. He made that killer throw.
Yeah.
Great. We're tied at 32 with 90 seconds to play. Wildcats with it. Cody Bailey dribbles between the double team. Now they get in the front court. Return pass to Levi Rohde in the circle, facing the bucket. Hands to Cole Hurston. Minute 20 to play.
Third quarter here. This is,
and so
you want to finish strong here.
So much for the zone for Fort Jennings. They're going, man. Here's Bailey, jump stop
nice
in the lane.
By Colin.
Floater over the outstretched hand of John Grody. Colin Bailey, 15 points for the senior. Gives Jefferson the lead back. Here's Jaron Zwick. He drives.
Nice job by Levi Rohde.
Collision.
We got a charge call and a block call, and they overruled the block, overruled the charge.
Damn. Wow, because the guy that called the charge just sort of went meek.
He did.
And let Ben Kramer's block.
I thought it was a charge, personally. I thought he was there in time to get it. But,
yep, Rohde was planted. But it works for...
Jaron Zwick hits the first for his sixth point, and he's got a chance to tie things up here with 55 seconds to play in the third quarter. The Wildcats, 26 points from Bailey and Thiemann of their 34. So they are obviously relying on two guys on the offensive end.
Yep, neat. Nice to get some production from elsewhere. Here's Zwick, second free throw, this time bounding, missed a shot.
You know what I'll say about that, though, Mike? Some of the questionable shots that have been taken are some of the shots that have not been taken tonight.
Yeah.
And so I would rather use the guys who are your trusted scorers getting more shots.
Yep, excellent point. Here's a bombs away three. It's off the mark. Good hustle by Colin Bailey. Can't put it back. Missed a shot. Rebound to the Musketeers. Half a minute. Clock running. Third quarter.
Cody Bailey was open for a three there, but he threw an air ball. That's where I'd rather see that ball keep moving there.
Ian Halbert drops it to Zwick on the baseline. The defender falls down. This time they're going to get Jaron Zwick with the offensive foul. Yeah, Lucas Grodow draws it. Was it a little bit of a little nudge there?
Sure there was, but again, that's two charges taken by Lucas Grodow, so... It's
The other thing about Grodow, it also has to be a Grodow whose first name starts with an L.
There you go.
Right.
It is definitely something that L Grodhouses are good at in Delphus.
10 seconds to play, third quarter. Isaac Gallmeyer now in there. 8-7. We're at 4-3. Oh, good hesitation fake. Colin Bailey can't finish. Trent Thiemann with the putback at the buzzer, and it'll count. Basket by Thiemann after three from Fort Jennings. We've got a good one on our hands. It's the Jefferson Wildcats 36, the Fort Jennings Musketeers 33 on Fun 107.1.
At Stolle Insurance Group, we work with industry-leading insurance companies, such as Auto Owners Insurance. This is Jared Stolle. Whether your needs are business, home and auto, or life insurance, you can always trust the professionals at Stolle Insurance. Stolle Stolle Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance Company, looking out for you.
Stolle Insurance, looking out for you.
When you suffer a bone, joint, or muscle injury, where should you go? For sprained ankles, broken bones, and more, visit Orthopedic Urgent Care Experts at OIO. We have urgent care locations in Lima, Findlay, and Coldwater. They are open during regular office hours. On-site imaging includes MRI, CT, X-ray, and more for a quick and accurate diagnosis. Next time you need urgent orthopedic care, come see the specialists at OIO. No appointment necessary. Learn more at orthoohio.com.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back again at the Fort in Fort Jennings, a little Tuesday night basketball. Hope you're enjoying this action. Brought to you by Roof and Benchick Law Office in Kenton, Ohio. Ready to go, final 8 minutes. Nothing's been settled here, Ron, except getting it inside to Trent Tiemann for another two.
That's one of the best possessions you could have. I mean, a couple of passes, reverse the floor one time, and get it inside to a guy who can score.
And almost a steal by Colin Bailey in the open floor, but Nick Trentman beats him to the ball. Just 30 seconds into this quarter, a five-point Wildcats lead. Here's Ian Halbert. Briefly, now right side is Trentman. He drives. He goes up strong. Shot missed. Rebound to Trent Tiemann.
Good strong move by Nick Trentman, though. They're going to need him to do that in this second or this fourth quarter.
As Colin Bailey decides to drop another three-pointer.
Great start.
And Coach Todd Haynes says, we need to talk about what we're doing here. A minute into this fourth quarter, timeout on the floor. Now Jefferson 41, Fort Jennings 33 on Fun 107.1.
At the Union Bank Company, we want to learn your goals so that we can be your financial partner as you navigate through life. From buying your first home to buying your dream home, as you start your first job all the way through retirement. No matter the success or pitfalls you face, our banking experts are here for you. With over 117 years of longevity, we understand what it means to be your bank of a lifetime. Check out our website at theubank.com or give us a call at 800-837-8111. We look forward to getting to know you. The Union Bank Company, committed to you. Member FDIC. IC and Equal Housing Lender.
Having a plan to work towards meeting short-term and long-term goals may be helpful in navigating financially through uncertain times. We can help at Metzger Financial Services. Give us a call to schedule a consultation at 419-225-6067 or online at MetzgerFinancialServices.com.
Investment advisor, representative, and registered representative of and securities and investment advisory services offered through Voya Financial Advisors. Metzger Financial Services is not a subsidiary of nor controlled by Voya Financial Advisors. Inc. Member SIPC.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Again from Fort Jennings. Just underway, fourth quarter. A 8-point Jefferson Wildcats lead. Musketeers with the basketball. Moving from our left to right. Oh, they get it inside to Grody. John,
go up, John.
Had the step on team and missed the shot, got his own rebound. Follow doesn't go. Wildcats come out with it.
That was a tough one. Two point-blank shots for John Grody to cut this lead back to six and missed them both. And
that's
and
a
nice
case
shot
where,
by Tiemann.
Yeah, Tiemann's the only guy with the length to contest anything, and now here's a foul on this end. It's going to be on the defense. The Fort Jennings Musketeers pick up the foul, and it's on the aforementioned John Grody, his second. And really just a continuum of the battle between he and Trent Tiemann. Tiemann gets the inbounds pass, goes up over Grody, and what were we just talking about? A foul here on John Grody, his third.
They actually called it on Ian Halbert from behind.
Oh,
and, you know, Mike, it's funny. I mean, Grody was in that position again. I don't think Trent would have been able to score over the top of him, but Ian fouled him from behind.
Sort of a break and a bigger break if Trent Tiemann can shoot free throws. He is 2 for 2 so far from the line, and he makes it 3 for 3.
Biggest lead of the game at 9 points, and a real dangerous point here for the Muskies. If they don't get a couple buckets quick, you're going to start seeing the air taken out of it by the Jeff Cats.
And that would be, for Jefferson's sake, Ron, that would be a fun opportunity for them to orchestrate that, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, a 35 of their 43 points from their two best players, I think they're getting the right shots at the right time.
Very good. A 10-point game. Here's a three from deep.
Gotta have
in
it.
The corner.
Nick
that was
Trentman.
And Nick Trentman, no hesitation there. The senior, that's his second triple. 6 points for Trentman. Big bucket, 7-point game. Andrew Miller in the front court, dribbles down the near side, drops it off the Thiemann. Quick shot by Trent is missed. Ball loose on the floor. Thiemann gets it back to Colin Bailey. Colin spin move, elevates, shot missed.
2-point blank layups. That one, Thiemann and Colin Bailey are two who have been scoring all the points and unfortunately couldn't get it to go. So a chance for the Muskies to get this back down to 5 or even 4.
Working it in the front court, Ian Halbert. Right-hand wing goes to Jaron Zwick, now standing in the midcourt circle. Look at Cole Hurston all over Zwick. So much so, the official says, that'll be quite enough.
Like pretty good defense.
I know. I didn't really see what sort of contact there that would necessitate a foul.
Jaron Zwick wasn't able to get past him, and Cole Hurston was right up in his face. Nice D.
Isn't that? That's funny. Sometimes you watch something, it seems like just a perfect effort, and all of a sudden the whistle blows, and you're like, why? Oh, well.
It's Gallmeyer all over Mankey.
Mankey lost his
turnover.
And now throws it away. So that was good defensive pressure by Gallmeyer, who really just forced that and rattled.
Good to see Levi Rohde coming back in the game as he hurt his shoulder. Early third quarter has been out since then, and so good to see him back in.
Also, Jared Magg back on the floor for Fort Jennings. Knocked the ball loose. Picked up in the front court by Colin Bailey. Wildcats have it in the front court, leading 43-36. Getting close to 5 minutes to play in this contest. Gallmeyer, open three. Oh, no. Shot missed. Scramble for it.
Good
in the
shot. Court. Feet set.
Yeah, he was open. Trentman hustles it down for the Musketeers. Jaron Zwick lets him fly a triple, and he drops it.
Two big threes. That lead got to 10, Mike. Back-to-back threes, and all of a sudden it's back to 4.
Well, Zwick, I mean, he's pretty confident, isn't he?
He sure is.
Here's Trent Thiemann in the front court for the Wildcats. Now they go to Isaac Gallmeyer straight away. He'll set things up, backpedal a little bit with Trentman on him. Gallmeyer drops it to Trent Thiemann. Goes inside. Rohde up strong. Shot rejected. Up strong again. Shot rejected, but a whistle, and it's going to be either Halbert or Grody.
Who did they call that on?
Just
called on Grody. You know, Jaron Zwick was in great position, made a great block on the first shot by Rohde, and then he grabbed the ball, went back up with it, and Jaron swung his arm.
Yep.
I just think they might have gotten away with it, even though they called the foul on Grody. Maybe there was some body down below, but Levi misses the first one, and it's still only a 4-point game.
It's amazing how this game was slipping away, and back-to-back threes for the Musketeers, and it's game back on
missed
second. Free throw missed by Levi Rohde. Ouch. The lead is 4 for Jefferson now in the front court. Here's just a sort of a touch foul on Levi Rohde.
Yep.
Reaching in on
that will put both teams into the bonus, Mike. That is the 6th foul on the Jeff Cats. So both teams with 6 fouls. So with 4:19 to play in a 4-point game, free throws are going to play a major part in the outcome of this ball game.
And almost as important, Ron, 4th foul on Levi Rohde.
Oh, that is a big deal.
One of the guys the Jefferson Wildcats don't want to lose.
They took him out because they have to.
Yep, Ian Halbert with it. Now they feed inside. Grody drop step.
Nice
over
move.
Thiemann up and in for Big John Grody. Now with 11 points and whistle and a foul
not
in the backcourt.
Not a good foul. Just not a good foul. I mean, you've got all the momentum. You've scored 8 points in a row. You have them on the ropes. Rohde's out of the game, so they're really down to 2 offensive players, except for the shooter Gallmeyer, who you hope can hit a couple. But, I mean, to foul 70 feet away from the basket just and send them to the free throw line, and their best free throw shooter, Colin Bailey.
Junior Jared Magg committing that foul. Boy, as soon as Jared committed to foul, Todd Haynes.
Yes, he did.
His arms just flopped up in the air.
Yes, he did.
So a break for the Jefferson Wildcats, especially if Colin Bailey can make free throws.
He makes the first.
Yes, he does. The 6-foot senior puts it through and
looking for his 20th point of the night. If he can get the second one to go and put his team back up by 4.
Right through. And let's see. We're going to have a timeout after the made free throw. So we'll take a break here with 4 minutes to play halfway through this 4th quarter. It's Jefferson 44, Fort Jennings 41 on Fun 107.1.
A massive percentage of people use their mobile phones in the bathroom while sitting on the toilet. If you're texting, phoning, or Googling the web, why not sit on an American Standard Comfort Height toilet? Grothouse Plumbing has a variety of toilets on display in the showroom, from right height to comfort height. Stop in at Grothouse Plumbing and Heating at 901 South Main Street in Delphus. Or call 419-695-3081, 695-3081 for Grothouse Plumbing and Heating.
Fort Jennings Telephone, FJTC, has been serving the area since 1908. They've made many changes in the past few years, all to help you, their valued customers. Fort Jennings Telephone, FJTC, now offers local telephone service, Bright Long Distance Telephone, cable, IPTV, and high-speed internet, all with the convenience of one bill. Fort Jennings Telephone, FJTC, online at fjtelephone.com.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back again at Fort Jennings. Stand corrected. It's 45-41. Jefferson Wildcats after the two made Colin Bailey free throws. Musketeers with it. Here's Jaren Zwick. He'll jack up a tray. Rattles in and out. Rebound on the baseline to Jared Magg. Now Grody high post.
Two big offensive rebounds by Grody that keep this possession alive.
Jaren Zwick, right hand ring. Ian Hubbard almost to travel. Feeds it in the lane. He forced it. Tried to even steals it away.
Tried to get it to John Grody, and not a good pass by the freshman, but at least he was attacking.
Yep. Aggressive mistake, but a mistake nonetheless. Wildcats with it. Here's Tiemann on the high post in the front court. Right side is Hurston. Now Colin Bailey off to Andrew Miller back in the lineup. Andrew Miller with it. Dribbles into the circle. Hands back to Trent Tiemann. He'd like to push it a little bit beyond his
leg. I've seen three shots in this possession that would have been taken in the past. And they've still got the ball and a four-point lead.
Yep.
And now
Cole Hurston. Lays it up too strong. Shot missed. Rebound of the Musketeers. Fort Jennings down by four.
You don't mind that move, though.
No. Took it to the basket. A very impressive move. Just couldn't finish. Musketeers with it. On the dribble is Jarrett Magg. Wraps it around to Zwick. Left-hand wing. Jaren with the basketball to Nick Trentman. Musketeers working their half court against the Jefferson man-to-man. Wildcats doing a good job staying on their guys. Grody dumps it off on the wing. Magg lets fly a shot. It's short. Good. Rebound. Good hustle by Trent Tiemann.
Nice in-and-out pass. They got it to Grody. He found Magg wide open in the corner. Boy, would have been a big shot with 2 minutes left to cut it to one.
Still a four-point lead, yep. Here's the entry pass in the lane to Trent Tiemann, and Ian Halbert reaching for the basketball, and he's such a physical
Ian Halbert is a physical freshman. That kid does not back down from anything. He went up to try and get that. We're going to get a timeout here.
Yeah, he was chasing the ball and collided with him, man. It was like, wow. Two minutes to play. Timeout. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll come back for the exciting finish. It's Jefferson 45, Fort Jennings 41. This is Fun 107.1.
Where can you get good service and surprisingly great insurance rates? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Brian Weimerskirch is your one-stop shop in Delphus and the surrounding areas for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Brian Weimerskirch is ready to help. Call 419-692-1626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back again at Fort Jennings for the varsity game tonight here at Fun 107.1. After the timeout, Trent Tiemann going to shoot 1-1, and with his team holding a four-point lead, 2 minutes to play, these are rather significant. First one is up, and it's right through.
Trent's had a great night from the line, which gives him 8. He's 5-for-5 and gives him 18 points for the night. Nice, nice night for Trent Tiemann.
He'll get one more. He eyes and flies, and he rolls it up and in.
Still 39 of the 47 from two guys, and it's all attributable to some good shot selection by Jefferson.
Wildcats by 6. Jaren Zwick with the basketball. Top of the key is Nick Trentman. Right side is Jarrett Magg. Now Zwick again. Here's Jarrett Magg with the basketball, trying to get it to Grody as he hustles to try to get open. Now the ball is kicked by Colin Bailey.
You know, that's one of those, Mike, he made the pass and it hit his foot.
Yeah.
He didn't really kick it. It just hit him in the foot.
Right.
But it usually gets called that way if it hits the foot.
What you're saying, if you want to get really technical about it, it should just remain a live ball.
It should have just been a live ball, really.
Yep.
But they called the kick.
Yep, you're right. I agree with that. 90 seconds to play. Musketeers down six with the basketball. Here's a Zwick from long range.
Big three.
Holy cow.
Timeout, Todd. 47-44.
Man, he was about as deep as you could be in that far corner. And just a short break. We're going to keep it right here with a three-point game and 90 seconds to play. Guys, you've got a lot of responsibilities, your family, your job. What about your health? 1 in 7 men diagnosed with prostate cancer each year. That one guy might be you. If you're responsible, that means getting checked for prostate cancer. If you catch it early, it's treatable. It's a 15-second test. If you're 50 or older, have a family member with a prostate cancer, or you are African-American, get your prostate exam. Call the Van Wert Health Center for Urology to schedule an appointment at 419-232-6051 or visit vanworthealth.org. Boy, Jaron Zwick, that's the toughest shot on the floor.
That was a big, big shot that he made. Cut for lead from 6-3, and this is a huge possession for the Jeff Cats.
90 seconds to play. Wildcats get it in the backcourt. Working against a double team. Still holding on to the ball. Now,
they got a timeout called.
Jordan Jenninghoff calls the timeout.
Because Andrew was about to walk.
Who was that?
Cody Bailey.
That was Cody Bailey. Yeah. He was trapped down. We're going to have another timeout. So let's take a break with a minute 20 to play. A three-point Jefferson lead here from Fort Jennings on Fun 107.1.
A good team earns respect by consistently winning in the most demanding conditions. At All Purpose Contracting in Delphus, they've been taking on the most challenging projects for over two generations. They specialize in site development and underground utilities with the goal to complete projects safely, on time, and within budget to support our local communities. And All Purpose Contracting is hiring experienced foremen. Call 419-695-4165 or visit allpurposecontracting.net. And go Musketeers! Tears.
The decisions that surround buying and selling a home are some of the biggest ones that you'll make, and you should feel at home with them. We are At Home Realty, and we live, work, and specialize in real estate in the Tri-County area. Let us ease the stress for your purchase or sale with our expertise. Call At Home Realty at 419-695-SOLD, or we are not satisfied until you feel at home.
We're not satisfied till you feel at home. At Home Realty.
School basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back after the timeout, Wildcats get it in bounds, and very quickly a foul by Grant Mankey of the Fort Jennings Musketeers. Only down three, maybe a little quick with the foul there, but they need to protect the clock.
They wanted to foul the sophomore, and he goes to the line and makes the first one, so it didn't work there, but you want to go after the sophomore.
That'd be Isaac Gallmeyer. He'll get one more. The first free throw makes it a four-point. Now a five-point lead as he hits them both.
Nice job by Isaac.
Yeah, those are huge. He looked pretty calm at the line there. Fort Jennings with the basketball. Musketeers trail by two possessions. Jarrett Magg with the basketball. High post. Grody puts it on the floor. Look at Big John trying to operate. He wants it. Jump hook in the lane.
Got it.
Banks it up and in. John Grody, I'm telling you, he's a different player from when we last saw him.
Yeah.
49-46. Here's a foul in the backcourt against the Musketeers. Still with 53 seconds, so not a bad sequence for Fort Jennings. Certainly for the Jefferson Wildcats, it's all about cashing in here at the line.
That is a coach's debate that goes on all the time, Mike. The question what John Grody just did, he had already made his two steps, and then he took the extra step to finish his move and scored. Free throw good by Bailey. These are huge free throws by the Jeff Cats, but I think it's a good move. Yep. It's kind of given that extra. It's the Euro step thing, given the extra step, and Good move by John.
Yeah, I'm good with it. Second free throw missed after making three straight. For Colin Bailey, it's a four-point game with 48 seconds. Fort Jennings trails. Musketeers with it. Trentman, now Jaren Zwick. He'll fire a three, and he'll miss it from top of the key. Ball's tipped out of bounds. John Grody says it belongs to Fort Jennings, and he wins the argument.
Nice job by John Grody. He was fighting down there with Tiemann and Gallmeyer, and the ball went off of Tiemann, and so as a result, they keep possession.
Musketeers shove it out high to Zwick. Return pass to Trentman. He'll pop from 12 feet. Won't go. Standing rebound. Is that Mankey?
Oh, what a rebound by Brant Mankey. What a play.
And he goes up and scores. The 5'6 freshman, maybe with the biggest rebound putback of the night so far, makes it a two-point game with 30 seconds to play and a timeout on the floor. We're back with the final 30 seconds. It's 50-48 Jefferson on Fun 107.1.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Call Edward Jones financial advisor Andy North or Corey Norton in Delphus if you have more questions than answers about what's next. Let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. Make an appointment today. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
At the Union Bank Company, we want to learn your goals so that we can be your financial partner as you navigate through life. From buying your first home to buying your dream home, as you start your first job all the way through retirement. No matter the success or pitfalls you face, our banking experts are here for you. With over 117 years of longevity, we understand what it means to be your bank of a lifetime. Check out our website at theubank.com or give us a call at 800-837-8111. We look forward to getting to know you. The Union Bank Company, committed to you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Welcome back to Fort Jennings after the timeout. Jefferson Wildcats up two of the basketball, and they throw it away as Grody steals the Isaac Gallmeyer bounce pass. Fort Jennings with
20
it.
20 seconds.
20 seconds to play. Musketeers trail 50-48.
No timeouts, Mike.
Nick Trentman with the basketball now. Jaren Zwick. Yeah, no timeouts. How big is that? Here's Trentman straightaway. 10 seconds. 9. Trentman dribbles left-hand side. Still with it. Hands off to Zwick from long range. Too long, shot missed. Rebound in the open floor to Isaac Gallmeyer, and he gets clobbered by Jaren Zwick with 1 second. And this game is probably over now, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah, unless a miracle of a 94-foot shot. I mean, unfortunate, or 84 here, Muskie.
Jaren Zwick had a decent look for the three. Not
they never really got to be able to attack the basket, and he ended up taking one from about 4 feet beyond the line, really contested. I would have liked to have seen Nick Trentman take over there and really attack the basket. But Gallmeyer, if he makes this one, it'll end the ball game. If not, we'll have an 80-foot shot for a tie.
He makes the first one as Ron infers, makes it 51-48. And the sophomore, Isaac Gallmeyer, gets one more. He has 3 points on the game. All
at the line here in the last minute.
Yep. So, Gallmeyer, he's cool as a cucumber. Yep, that is the game with that fourth made free throw. Final second, Musketeers rolling into Trentman. He'll shoot from half court. Hits the backboard. There's the buzzer. And our final score tonight from Fort Jennings. And a good one. This non-conference matchup, a neighborhood battle, if you will. It was Jefferson 52 and Fort Jennings 48. Stay with us. We'll summarize this one coming up on Fun 107.1.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request